Thanks for joining us again on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been looking at the vice of greed and the virtue of generosity. And today, we're going to take some time to reflect and pray through what it looks like for us to live a life of generosity. And we're going to be looking at a verse from Acts chapter 20. And here, Paul is saying goodbye to the elders in Ephesus. These were people that Paul loved deeply, that he had done ministry with and invested his life with. And he knew that he likely would not be seeing them again. This was their final farewell. And these are the last words that he leaves them with. And in Acts 20, verse 35, it says this: "And everything I did, I showed you by this kind of hard work that we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. I showed you by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering that it is more blessed to give than to receive." Paul leaves these believers here in Ephesus with this reminder to pursue a lifestyle of generosity, to help those who are weak and who can't help themselves, to be open-handed with what God had entrusted to them, because it is more blessed to give, to be generous, than it is to receive. And so I'm going to give you a few questions to reflect on when it comes to this idea of generosity. The first question is this: who are the weak that we are called to help? Does this refer only to those who are materially poor, or does it also include people who are vulnerable or in need? And how can you practically engage in helping them? Who are the weak that Paul is talking about here, and how can you engage in helping them and being a blessing to them? The second question is this: how does practicing generosity combat the vice of greed? How does focusing on giving shift your perspective and priorities? When we practice generosity, how does it combat the vice of greed in our life? Number three, how does trusting in God's provision empower you to be more generous, knowing that God will meet your needs? When we believe that God will provide us with all of our needs, how does that empower us to be more generous and more giving with our time and our resources and in our life? And finally, number four, where do you see greed manifesting itself in your life? Is it primarily about money, or does it extend to your time, your possessions, your relationship, your talents, etc.? Where do you see greed manifesting itself in your life? Now, as we wrap up, I want to encourage you to think through a few different categories in life. Your time that you have, your calendar, your talents, the things that God has gifted you with, and then also your resources, the material or physical things that God has blessed you with. And take time to think through and pray through which of these areas where you maybe struggle to be generous, where you have held on to things that God has given you with rather than being open-handed and trusting God to use those to be a blessing in other people's life. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, we want to acknowledge that every good and perfect gift comes from you, that the blessings in our life, the things that we love, that we cherish, ultimately have come from you and don't belong to us. You've simply entrusted us with the responsibility of stewarding them, not just for ourselves, but for your kingdom. And so, Lord, whether it's our time, it's our talent, it's our resources, Lord, my prayer is that we would be open-handed with what you have given us, that we would look for ways to be a blessing and an encouragement to those who are weak, to those who are in need. And Lord, that we would believe and trust that you will provide and meet all of our needs, more than we deserve, more than we can imagine. So, Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.